All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page 121. So remember, again, the Ramchal is talking about the power of a negative peer group, and ultimately, again, how it could impact one's ability to make correct decisions. So we left off on 121, the middle of the page. So the Ramchal says, and often, remember, I think this was the startling revelation we had last week, that often when part of a peer group and I decide to do something separate and distinct from the peer group, I decide to go ahead and do something bigger, do something better, I decide not to just simply follow along with the current, often I encounter ridicule and rebuke from my chaverim. So the Ramchal was teaching us that the reason for that is because people don't like to have to think about the nature, quality, and direction of their actions. So the wonderful part about a peer group is if you have a bunch of people who are doing the same exact thing, no one needs to give a lot of thought to what it is that they're doing. But when one of the chevra begins to do things a bit differently, suddenly that becomes a wake-up call to everyone else, and that becomes very unsettling for the peer group. So what should so that's why the peer group will often mock someone who is trying to do something different than the collective. So what's the response? So the response is, Yilag al maligov, kelo kedei linkom ela kedei lisyatzei ve'emes. So the Ramchal says something startling. The Ramchal says, so if people begin to make fun of you for doing something different and for doing something correct, you should just simply go back and make fun of them. So davar rishon omran Ramchal, lo yashis libo ala loegahu. So first of all, we have to understand this statement meaning this seems to like run contrary to every single thing we ever teach our children, which is just because someone makes fun of you or someone does something nasty to you does not give you a license to give it back in return. And yet the Ramchal seems to be saying that if you're part of a peer group and you want to do the right thing and your chavirim are mocking you, it's okay, says Ramchal, just mock them back. So what's the pshat? So this is, first of all, davar rishon omer Ramchal. So Rav Kashtiel says the first thing that the Ramchal is saying is, lo yoshes libo el halagahu. The first thing is, in life, a person has to learn not to pay attention to every single thing that other people say. This is an incredible yisod. There are some people that internalize every single word that someone else tells them. And what happens? What happens? So, Pasha, like, people say silly things all of the time. And if a person internalizes every single statement, they're going to be miserable. So the first thing you have to do is learn how to have selective hearing. When someone says something that you know, again, sometimes you'll have selective hearing in the wrong ways, which where they don't hear tochacha, they don't hear rebuke, they don't hear musa. That's not good. The person has to have selective hearing that if I know what I'm doing is right, if I know what I'm doing is correct, and other people are disparaging me for it, I tune out, just simply don't hear it. Tis'alim, just turn away from it. The Ramchal goes on and he says even more than this. So not only is it enough to turn a deaf ear, but you have to mock the mockers. So what's the pshat? I have to mock the mockers. What does this mean to mock the mockers? The Ramchal says, don't only turn away, meaning don't only turn a deaf ear to the silly rebuke of my wayward friends, but rather I should disparage them in turn. So mazen kamos. What does the Ramchal tell us? So take revenge. Do krav kazeh. Right? I should keep doing like this. Ma matarabazeh. What ultimately, again, is the purpose of this? Ha'im lil og chazara v'livzos. So what am I supposed to go ahead and simply disparage someone in return? We'll say, what a strange thing to say. I understand if you tell me to go ahead and close my ears. I understand if you tell me that I shouldn't go ahead and respond. But to tell me that I should respond ultimately and mock the person in return, what's the pshat? The yachshav b'daito. Listen to this. We'll say, this is an incredible yisod. A person should begin to think, the yachshav b'daito, ki ilu haya lo lahar viach mamon harbe. We'll say, listen to this. Let's say a person had an opportunity to make a lot of money. Listen to this. This is an amazing mashal. It's amazing, by the way, how the Ramchal's, all the Ramchal's poignant mashalim all have to do with making money. Right? If you remember again, if we go back to the page 121 of the last six lines. If you remember again, how in speaking about Zrizus, So remember again, what was his incredible example as Rizus? So if somebody told you that if you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and they make $1 million, so who would say, who in their right mind would ever say, oh, I'm too tired? I just can't make it today. I didn't sleep enough. I need at least 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours. I'm sorry, you know what? I'll make $1 million tomorrow. No one would ever say such a thing like that. So look what he says over here. It's amazing because it's something we all relate to. So he says over here, if somebody told you, ultimately again, that in order to make $1 million, you had to engage, oh, thank you, Bach Fischl, you had to engage in a particular behavior. You had to do X. But they told you that when you do X, your friends are going to make fun of you. Friends are going to disparage you. Would there be anyone who would say, well, no, it's more important for me to have my friends like me than it is to go to make $1 million? I mean, maybe there are some people like that. But most people would say, I don't care what my friends say. If there's an opportunity to make $1 million, I'm certainly going to go ahead and do it. So he says, Haramcha may be dugma, shall ish asokim ma'use kesef, v'kulam omrim lo, shehu lo normali. So the Haramcha says, the Haramcha's example is a person is going to make $1 million, make a lot of money, but the problem is that his friends are going to tell him that he's not normal. So they're going to disparage him. V'yafsik es asokov, v'hu yodea shehu osekein es askaschayev, asma, hu yakshiv lechevra, baruch shalom. So I'll say, so in a case like this, is a person going to start listening to his chevra because they're telling him, ah, that's crazy, that's ridiculous? Of course he's not going. You can say whatever you want. I'm going to make $1 million. He says, Cain, Shiloh Yirtza La'abid Nishmasam Ibn Lag. So we'll say, if I would be willing to go ahead and swim against the current of my peer group to make $1 million, we're not talking about like illicit activity over here. But imagine for a moment somebody gives me a business opportunity. And when you hear it, it's just like, it sounds a little bit crazy. But it's proven, I know it's going to make me the money. And I tell my friends, and they start mocking me, they start making fun of me. So again, no one's going to give up a great opportunity simply because someone laughs at it. So says the Ramchal something amazing. If I would do it with money, how could I not do it with my neshama? And we'll say, we all know that there are times in life where in order to do what we have to do, we're going to get a little bit made fun of, right? Because, and that's by different people. Sometimes it's by friends. You know, we'll say in today's day and age where, you know, I like to say everybody has different types of blended families. You know, we all have, so sometimes it's from family, right? Sometimes, again, it's something I want to do in my religious life and I know I'm going to get mocked by family. I'm going to get mocked by extended chevra. And sometimes that's a big nisayon. It's a big nisayon because to know that I don't fit in is exceptionally difficult. But Ramchal says, it's like having $1 million. If somebody told you you can make $1 million, would you care what anyone else says if they agree or they don't agree? No, you would do what you have to do. If it's true with money, then it's even more so true with Ruchnius. If I know what I have to do for my neshama, I know what I have to do for my soul, I know what I have to do for my family, I know what it is that I have to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then at the end of the day, who cares what anyone else says? Page 122. Im ata lo rotze la'abed kesef. Betach shel tirtza la'abed es haneshama shecha. We'll say if at the end of the day I wouldn't want to lose money, all the more so I don't want to lose my soul. Es ha'chaim shecha. Tov. So now I understand the first part of the Ramchal statement. So the first part of the Ramchal statement is that if you know what you have to do in life, in Ruchnius, and I will say, I want to just be clear on something. The other piece to this is that persons should be clear what they need to do in life. In other words, that sometimes, this is why a person has to ask a shayla, a person has to ask eitzah, a person has to have a rebbe, someone who they speak these things out with, because it's also important to know when in life you're supposed to take a stand against your peer group, or you're supposed to take a stand against family. It's not always pashut. The person has to do it with incredible chachma. You know, there are some people who never want to wage any battles, and there are some people who are ready to wage every battle. So neither of those are the correct approach. In life, you need chachma to figure out which battles are worth waging, which are the important battles, and which ones simply are the ones that you shouldn't even get on the battlefield for. So a person has to be shol eitz in those areas. A person has to ask advice and needs proper hadracha in that. But nevertheless, from the Ramchal's perspective, we understand that when I know something is right, and I know that it has to be done, I know in my heart that this is the correct thing for me, so I have to be willing to stand up, and I have to be willing willing to take that stand. And sometimes there's loss as a result of that. Sometimes there's a loss of friends. Sometimes there might even be strained relationships within families. Again, all with chachma and all with wisdom. But a person has to be willing to do what it is that's correct. So it says Rav Chaya, that I understand. But however, he says, Avalama lilog b'chazara. But then remember, that was Rav Chaya's first part. The second part, he then made a very intriguing statement, which was what? And go back and disparage the disparagers. Disparage the disparagers. So asks Rav Kashtiel, so I don't understand, why do I need that? Why do I have to disparage the disparagers? Lilog chazara ze lo bishul inkom, lo bishul loriv, lilog chazara zos haderech lo losim lev. I said, this is amazing. We'll translate this, but then we're going to stop here for today. He says, disparaging the disparagers is not revenge. It's nothing to do with revenge. But rather, what is it? It's the way not to pay attention to what those who are disparaging me are saying. As we're both saying, sometimes what Rav Kashtiel is saying is, it's not enough just to simply take a stand, but you have to repudiate the other opinion. That you have to go ahead and actively make a macha, that it's not just that I'm not listening to you, but it's what you're saying is unequivocally and absolutely wrong. Now, this is a very delicate situation because sometimes we think, you know what? So I said this also. We'll stop over here with this today. But this you know, is a very interesting idea in general, which is that often we live in a society that believes in, you know, live and let live. Everyone is entitled to their opinion, and which there are many milas to that. Many milas to that. Only problem with it is that sometimes it dulls our sensitivities to what's right and what's wrong. What Ram Chal is saying is like this, that in life, it's not just enough to not follow the chevra stream, the social stream. It's not just enough to go ahead and take your own stand and go ahead and decide what it is that you're going to do in life. But sometimes a person has to actively repudiate things that are wrong, that are going on around them. When to do that, how to do that, and Meir Hashem will continue tomorrow.